Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. David Hellman's coming up in 15 minutes. He's going to join us for Krusty's Corner because Brian is out today, and he will be out for the next five shows. Send that man some love on social at Crown Global Media. Let him know that he is missed. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. It's time for the C-Note. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online, frankelfirm.com. They only get paid when you win. There's no out-of-pocket cost. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, that is the Frankels. Okay, let's go to Nick Harris. For those keeping track, he wrote, today was the first team workout for the Cowboys since George Pickens signed his franchise tag, but he was not present, even though the workouts do have high team attendance. It's all voluntary at this point. Nothing is mandatory until June 16th. So he posted that last night. I think there's a couple of significant takeaways here. To me, I think it kind of eats away at the theory that he's going to try to do everything to convince people that they should pay him like the top six or seven wide receiver that he is. If that was going to be his goal, like hold my beer and watch this, I'm going to be at everything, I think he would have been there. It also makes me wonder, has their cap situation gotten so bad with Dak's contract and pushing it forward that they're going to have to eat a nine-figure cap hit with all the money they've pushed into the future with him? Is it starting to look like maybe they just want players on short-term deals?
You know, that's interesting, because I do think that we were kind of looking through, like, okay, CeeDee Lamb's contract and the whole thing about paying two receivers. Next year, his cap hit, I believe, starts to go between $25 to $30 million. So, yeah, I mean, like, the first 3 years of that deal, they were able to keep it relatively low, and then they are going to be in a situation where Dak, CeeDee, all of those, now they're starting to be big time pays each year.
Yeah, because when Dak does step away, there's going to be like a nine-figure hit.
Right, and it's similar to what they dealt with Romo. Like, they were never really able to truly maximize that rookie contract for Dak because they were still on the hook for paying Romo even after he had retired. So I do think there is something to that, and that's why, I mean, they know. And one thing I have learned is, I know we can try and educate ourselves as much as possible with over the cap and spell track. Not all these numbers are accurate. So that's why, you know, when like Adam Pacifica and he's probably sitting back and is like rolling his eyes at some of the stuff we're saying, and he's probably right, because it's like we're not privy to that information. We're doing the best that we can to try and like put these numbers together. But yes, I think that that's something that the Eagles are going to have to deal with as well. But I do think there is something to that. They have seemed to be, like, look at the free agents outside of Jalen Thompson's whole 1 year deals.
Yeah.
It's not like they're really expensive contracts, but yes, I think there is something to that.
I mean, it could be a situation where they're looking at, well, when Dak's contract ends going into 2029, or maybe a year before that, you know, maybe after 2027, you're like, there's 1 year left on this deal. We could post June 1 it, break it up into 2 years, but we're not going to have somewhere between $50 and $100 million in cap space that we otherwise would. So we need to have flexibility every year. And of course, there is going to be a group of players that will continue beyond that. But maybe you're in a situation right now that you can't add to it. So therefore, going year to year with George Pickens actually is the only option for them. Mm-hmm. And that's why Stephen Jones was so certain, we're not going to do any more long-term deals, because if we do, it's going to mean when Dak is done playing football, we would have to cut other contracts earlier. Sure. Than we would want to, and after giving them all the guaranteed money, I think there's definitely some massaging of it. And if that is the case, if they're already having to be conservative because of how they have delayed the cap hits on Dak's contract for, what, 6-7 years now, it will be unfortunate that they never really went for it. And that's why you got to, you know, when you're close, push all your chips in and truly go all in. Not just be, we're in win now mode. There's a difference between being in win now mode and truly being all in. And, you know, I'm hoping the Cowboys are saying, hey, 28, 29, somewhere in there, the salary cap reaper is coming for us, and we are going to pick one of these years. One of these years, damn it, you know, 2026, 2027, we're going to say, let's really go for it, because we don't know when we're going to have a franchise quarterback again. And maybe that's consistent with how Jerry Jones is looking at the world ever since last summer there on the red carpet, the Netflix event.
Are you more with what they did? And I get it. They kind of had the draft capital to do so with the Micah trade, but then being aggressive at the deadline and going after a Quinnen Williams. And we've seen them kind of make some, like, the NFL trade deadline used to be nothing. There's no activity. Now it's starting to heat up, and you're seeing more and more big names getting made. But are you more optimistic now that if this year the defense actually, you know, they hit on this, you see the improvement, the offense carries over, and they look like they can compete and contend, that they might actually go for a big swing if there's something to be made in a trade at the deadline?
I think so. I'm more optimistic than I've been. Yeah. And maybe by a significant amount.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping right now what they're doing is saying, let's see how this team looks as we get through OTAs. There's not an opportunity out there right now to improve the team that's not also going to be out there as we get after the OTAs.
Right.
And then maybe in the build up to training camp, if some of these veterans are saying, I need a deal now, we'll consider it then. But usually guys in their 30s, they want to wait till about 2 weeks into training camp. Let's get through preseason game one and see if Overshown, Barron, Stewart, and D. Winters can actually handle this thing.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Latte for Kenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That Christian Parker is trying to install, but, you know, and then so much of it is relying on the quality of Donovan Ezeraku and Malachi Lawrence off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
That might be such a big problem that if those guys don't perform, I don't know if they have the resources to fix it.
Well, that's where you're like, and I don't know how much this would actually go about fixing it, but that's why I think adding a guy like Von Miller is not a bad idea. You know, bring Von home. And not only for what he can do just as a situational pass rusher for you, but I also think there's some level of what he can provide in terms of mentorship for Ezeraku and for Malachi Lawrence. Like, hey, you get to learn from one of this generation's goats on how to attack offensive tackles.
Yeah.
I think DeMarcus Ware provided a little bit of that for Von Miller back in the day with Denver. So why not have that with Von Miller? I wonder if that's a guy that they're kind of earmarking for, okay, maybe when we get to training camp, that would be a veteran guy that we would bring in if he's not picked up at that point.
That would be killer. And I would think everybody agrees you need at least one training camp with Von Miller in a Cowboys hat, don't you?
Yeah, dude, I want to see that.
What are we doing?
I love it, yeah.
Okay, Nick also writing a story in the Telegram about the Cowboys' day three pick, the Devin Moore out of Florida pick, 114, and how he could challenge Revel and Durant for a starting spot if he stays healthy. The injuries are significant. Freshman missed 8 games, shoulder. Sophomore, 5 games with a back and a concussion. 5 games in 24 with the other shoulder. He played his final 2 seasons with a groin injury that was so bad it required surgery. So he's trying to power through it. Like, groin's not right, but damn it, I got to play eventually. So I'm playing now. I'll get surgery on it after the season. But yeah, if you missed the audio on draft night, he told Jerry, you guys are getting the best corner in the draft. Is his tape that good? I actually didn't watch his tape because he was so hurt. Good.
Yeah, his tape is solid. Now, I mean, it is an issue, the soft tissue stuff, 100%. But for his size, he is very, very rare at his ability to move. You see a lot of, there's a little hitch in the giddy up there. Not many players that are like 6'1 and taller can flip their hips and run as well as he can. And he does have the ability, you see it, man coverage, which you predominantly will see a guy that size do. But I thought he actually excelled in zone. I thought he was a better zone player than a man player. And I think you're going to see them play a lot of zone.
Right on. All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. That would be a hell of a surprise if he's that good. But even if he's that good, I think you'll be holding your breath.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually injured guys continue to get hurt. Okay, I know we got Krusty's Corner coming up here in just a few minutes, but I look up at the clock. The World Cup is a month away, and I think we have time for 60 seconds on soccer.
Soccer!
That is right. I got some international power rankings with 29 days to go until the World Cup. Number one is Spain, as Lamine Yamal, the teenage sensation, nursing a strained hammy, should be good to go, but any complication could slow him down. Kylian Mbappe in France, number two. The defending champs, Argentina, at three. Is Messi still powerful enough to be a driving force for them after spending three seasons in MLS? I don't know, but he is projected to start. How about that? 38-year-old Messi still starting for Argentina. I love it. You know, 4 years ago when they won it, it looked like he was going to call it a career. Just kind of wrap this thing up. Probably my last World Cup, but still getting it done at a very high level. England's coming in at number four, actually. Star-studded England team with Kane and Bellingham and Alexander and Foden. Feels like they could do it, but it's been 60 years since England hoisted a major trophy. Brazil at five, haven't won it since 2002. Vinny Jr., Rafinha, Casemiro, just not the same impact of the names of years past when you scan their starting lineup. Portugal at number six, Ronaldo now 41, just never got the supporting cast that he needed to make a great run. Still looking for his big run, but probably not on the cards there for Portugal. And how about Germany falling even beyond that? Kind of a lost generation for Germany.
Really?
Coming in at number seven in ESPN's international soccer rankings here ahead of the World Cup. You want your USA projected starting 11?
Please.
At striker, Balogun, Fuller and Balogun. At left wing, Christian Pulisic. In the middle, Weston McKennie. And on the right, Timothy Weah. Your sixes, Tyler Adams and Tanner Tessman. That is your defensive center mids. Then along the back line, Anthony Robinson, Tim Ream, Chris Richards, and Serginho Dest with Matt Freese in goal as the World Cup sitting under a month away. Now it's time for Krusty's Corner. And David Hellman set to join you and break down Cowboys questions here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?